You have any squirrels around here?
Oh, yes, we're right in the yard.
What kind do they have?
Fox squirrel, we call them. They're gray with red legs and red tail. I mean, big and say that.
Are they big?
Well, they're pretty
fox
good
squirrels?
Size. Pretty good size. Look like a tail and all.
They'll all be 15 inches long, maybe?
Oh, yeah, sometimes it'll be 18 inches long. But a little gray squirrel now. They don't grow to be very big.
Is a red squirrel different from a fox squirrel?
No.
That's the same thing.
They have a black squirrel, but I never have had none around here. They're sort of in the family with a fox squirrel, a red squirrel.
Have you seen them?
I hadn't seen them around here, but they go on the river. Well, down Mississippi River, swamps, you know.
Do you ever hear of a mountain boomer? A squirrel? You might go out to get some poison because you have some things messing around with your chickens. And you say, I'm gonna get rid of those once and for all. Those.
Well, what used to bother my chicken was a possum.
Oh, you ate them.
No, I killed two rats on that chicken house one time. They caught one night and I put some poison in it. And next night I had two dead possums there.
Well, all of these little animals, you know, you might have rats or something else, but if you're talking about all of them together, you might call them varmints. All right, now would a varmint be just little things or
big things
too?
No, not very big things. It'd be mostly like a coon or possum or something like that. Fox. There's a lot of fox in this country.
There are?
Yeah.
Are they anything bigger?
No, not anything any bigger than a fox or wild dog. Sometimes old dogs get wild. And they're bigger than a...
Would you call those varmints too?
No. Calling the wild dog. And he wouldn't be a wild dog if somebody hadn't just sold him away.
Well, would a varmint then be some sort of small to medium sized wild animals?
Yeah, just like a possum, a coon.
What about, say, bobcats or something?
Well, there's bobcats, but I had never seen no bobcats. I've seen one or two in my life, but I never have seen no bobcats. Wildcats. You know, a bobcat got a short tail and a wildcat got a longer tail.
It has. Now, would you call those varmints too?
Yeah.
What about bears? Have any bears in the city?
Oh, no bears through this country. Okay.
There's a little animal that lives on the ground, and he's akin vaguely to the squirrel, but he has little stripes on his back.
Oh, that little ground squirrel, a chipmunk?
Mm-hmm.
No cat that catches them every day.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. You catch them nobody every day. You get them one thing to do. Plenty of that around here.
What kind of fish do they have in this area?
Well, they have a brim, they call them, a white perch, a catfish, a bass, and they have a white bass, and they have a black bass. That's about the biggest thing they have around here in these ponds. And that's about as far as I get. People raise these catfish, you know, in these ponds. But now.
Did you ever hear of a porgy? Porgy?
No.
All right. There's a kind of shellfish that some people say you're only supposed to eat in months that have an R in them.
Talking about a turtle?
No, this is a shellfish. They sometimes serve them